Woody and Jim in the morning, podcasting our little hearts out.
We pod and we pod and we pod for you. And this is the thanks we get.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking.
And Mondays can be very painful. We try to make it a little bit more painful by having a Woody and Jim joke off every Monday.
The point of the joke off is Woody and I tell each other terrible jokes.
Yes.
And the first one of us to laugh loses.
Right.
So we must resist laughing at these jokes. And before we start, just so everything's clear.
Yes.
I'm going to put my glasses on.
Oh.
It's a little,
Jim just put his glasses on.
It's like
on
a little pre-joke.
To make everything clear.
Yes.
That's the caliber of joke you're going to enjoy over the next couple of minutes, perhaps.
All right.
So, you know, wake your dad, maybe write them down, give them to your creepy uncle, those kind of things. The joke off begins now. By random coin flip, I get to begin.
Okay. Putting on my extra not laugh face.
Okay. Jim, a termite walks into a bar and asks, is the bartender here?
Oh,
Tender.
Kind of. Woody, my grandma doesn't call her fake teeth dentures. She calls them substitutes.
That's amusing. Jim, of all the inventions over the last 100 years, I think the dry erase board has to be the most remarkable.
Really?
Remarkable.
Remarkable. Oh, okay.
Remarkable.
The joke's landed.
Yes.
Woody, what cell company do nuns use? Virgin Mobile.
Ah. Jim, never blame other people for the road you're on. It's all your own asphalt.
I saw a little person climbing down a prison wall, and I thought to myself, that's a little condescending.
Very cute. Jim, the older I get, the more I regret the people I've lost along the way. Maybe being a trail guide was not the best career choice. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. The trail joke got me. Can we do a rematch?
Yes.
Coming up at 8:10?
8:10 this morning. They have entrusted us to make a concert announcement.
That's right. And we are proud to announce one of the best voices ever, Daryl Hall.
Nice.
At the Ryman Auditorium on November 19th. Daryl Hall concert tickets are going to be available Friday at 10 a.m.
Right.
But if you
don't have to wait that long.
No, you don't.
So we'll give you a pair right now.
Give us a call on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline. Unmatched service every shingle time. 615-553-0933. That's 615-553-0933. We'll hook you up with some Daryl Hall tickets right now.
Daryl Hall going to be at the Ryman on the 19th of November. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. But somebody doesn't have to wait.
That's right. Diane Stevens of Nashville just scored a pair before they go on sale. We'll be giving away more pair throughout the week with Woody and Jim here in the morning on 93.3. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Friday night, went out with some friends. We went to Gondola House in Hermitage. Always a good time.
Nice.
And then worked a little bit at the fairgrounds, kind of my side job, doing a little bit of catering and a little bit of bartending.
And the people of the fairgrounds would like to know, everyone to know, there's still a thing.
Yes. There is a fair going on.
Right.
I think on the weekends.
It's no longer the state fair, but it's a fair.
It's a fair.
It's a fair fair.
That's all right. Sure. What did you do this week?
Went to a haunted house on Friday night. We went to a slaughterhouse, which is connected to Lone Wolf Tattoo in Hermitage. A lot of my friends there that have gotten tattoos before, and they did a really good job. They had a lot of new things. They had the Exorcist girl, you know, Reagan, who you know, they had strobe lights, and she jumps out of the bed and comes after you and stuff.
Lots
of screaming.
Don't tell me anymore.
Yeah,
I want to go. I want to be surprised.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because, you know, I go usually every year.
Yeah.
And they said, well, why doesn't Jim show up? Is he scared? I went, yes. He is a scaredy cat.
Well, they don't invite me.
Frightened to death.
They personally invite you.
Well, because I know everybody there. But you can be my plus one next year.
All right. I don't have to.
Or maybe we'll go back.
I don't have to pose as your girlfriend, do I?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there would be some dancing.
I don't want to get good into drag or anything. I could get arrested.
That's true. That's true. It's frowned on here. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right. For the guys in the audience, we have Ryan in Spring Hill. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
And for the ladies, we have Ashley, and it's your birthday today, Ashley.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so we want to sing you happy birthday, but that song is copyrighted. So
right.
We're going to sing you a little happy birthday song that we came up with on our own, okay?
Okay. Ready? Ready? Go ahead.
If it's your birthday and you know it, clap your hands.
There, that was good.
And we're done.
And we don't have to worry about any kind of copyright infringement. Okay. You're familiar with the game. Each of you get a screw at your disposal during the contest. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your mate.
Okay. We have a get acquainted question for both of you. Starting with you, Ashley. If you had to spend $10,000 today, how would you spend it?
It'd probably go to the dogs.
Oh, so you're going to give it to like a humane association or a rescue?
Oh, no. My dogs.
You would give your dog the money.
I'd spend the money on my dog.
Oh, spend money? Okay. I was going to say, how would the dog go spend money? You have to buy something for the dog on their behalf.
Lots of treats and toys.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And Ryan, if you had $10,000 to spend today, how would you spend it?
Oh, man, I think she took every American's answer when she said debt.
So, if not pets, what would you spend it on?
I'm going to go with OnlyFans.
On OnlyFans!
Oh,
anybody
okay.
in particular?
Oh, man.
Okay.
I don't have to reveal.
I think we've started a fight before the game's even started.
Okay. All right, let's get going. We have questions for both of you.
Okay. Multiple choice, Ashley, birthday girl. Roman Josi of the Nashville Predators has a C on his jersey. Does that C stand for commander, coach, or captain?
Captain.
Roman Josi, there you
correct.
Go.
Correct. And she got her own sound effects. All right, Ryan, here you go. Here's your multiple choice. Is Heidi Klum a celebrity judge on The Voice, America's Got Talent, or So You Can Think You Can Dance?
So You Think You Can Dance?
No.
Dang.
It's America's Got Talent.
Okay, Ashley, you can take a big
lead
here.
That was my original answer.
You were thinking it.
If you're watching TV instead of being on OnlyFans, you'd know that. Ashley, you might have a container of Fast Orange in your garage. What is that?
I'm going to use the screw.
Screw! Okay.
Throwing it to you, Ryan.
Okay, you have a container of Fast Orange in your garage, maybe. What is that?
Cannot pass that to Ashley.
No. And you've run out of time. Yeah. Sorry.
It's a hand cleaner.
And that's a point for Ashley.
Does that mean there's no way that Ryan can catch up?
He does have theoretically a chance.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right, theoretically.
Yeah, he could tie it.
But we don't have a lot of faith in you. No offense. You're going to do fine.
I do, Ryan.
Okay,
here you go. You can come through with this, Ryan. You do need this one, though. Ryan, what do they call the shoes that ballet dancers wear?
Jesus.
No, that's not it.
You can use the screw if you want.
Go ahead and use the screw.
Okay, all right.
Yes. All right. One good screw deserves another. He sends it back to you, Ashley. What do they call the shoes that ballet dancers wear?
Oh, man. Slippers?
Slippers. They're not slippers.
No. No.
Ryan stays alive because the answer is point shoes or toe shoes.
Points.
Oh. Yeah.
Points.
Okay.
Points, yes.
So there we go. So,
all right. It's 2-1. Ashley's in the lead. You could wrap up a victory if you get this right.
All right, Ashley. Alfred Pennyworth is the butler of what superhero?
Batman.
Batman,
yes,
is right.
Is
and the birthday girl wins. Nicely done.
And for your efforts, not only will you get cake probably some point in the day because it's your birthday, but we're also going to send you a certificate of bragification telling everybody that you can tell the world you won on Gender Wars this morning with Woody and Jim.
And you can shove that in your boyfriend's face over and over again. There you go. We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning, coming up at 7:20. Friday, we talked a lot about the guy downtown who has half a head.
He's apparently a homeless man who had some kind of head injury.
Right.
And it looks like his head is kind of...
It's kind of split in two.
It's been opened.
Yeah.
And it's kind of horrific. It's been going around on Reddit. There are lots of pictures of him around town.
If you want to see it, we have posted the picture, but... You know, you can't unsee it.
That's
we'll just tell you that much.
You can go to Totally Hits Nashville, 93.3 FM's Instagram. You can go to the Woody and Jim Facebook page. And you can see the photographs of what looks like his exposed brain.
Right.
He's still walking around and apparently lucid.
His head looks like, you know, if you're opening up a pistachio nut.
Yeah.
You know, and you pull
one of those like change purses that you push on it and it kind of opens it up.
Yeah. I have a really hard time believing this is real.
Woody is firmly in the this is a scam camp.
I don't think anybody could survive like that.
I think that this is real because there's far too many pictures and people talking about it all over social media about how they've seen him. A lot of them have said that he had been admitted to the hospital, but he checked himself out.
Yeah, the people keep taking him to the hospital, but he just turns around and leaves.
And you know, one said he left because they wanted to take away his vape pen. But these are all, you know, stories, all right? But it just so happens that Friday afternoon, the day that we found out about this, and I had the pictures on my phone, I had a doctor's appointment. So I asked my doctor, and I said, all right, look at these pictures. This is the story. I told him the whole story. I said, is this a scam? And he said, he doesn't know for sure because they're just from pictures. He says, this happens.
Where somebody's head is split apart and you actually see their exposed brain?
He said he's actually experienced and seen people like this who were talking even right after the accident. But he said, from what it looks like in the pictures, we are not seeing the inside of his brain.
Okay.
What we're seeing is his skull and the muscles that are over the skull. So we're not seeing directly into the...
Right.
Cranium.
The membranes and stuff like that. Because, you know, your head, not only do you have a brain, but it's also full of goop.
Yeah. So,
it's a medical
stop
term.
Stop being so technical. I can't understand
We're going to have to take a look at your goop.
But he did tell me, he said, like, if this is, you know, exactly what, you know, he believes it is, he said, yes, you can walk around for a while and you can be fine. And, you know, if he's homeless and especially if he's on any kinds of drugs, that can also mask any pain that's going on.
Right.
And he also said, long term, it will not work out well for this man.
Right, I would imagine.
Because he's now opening himself up to infection and all kinds of other horrible things.
Yeah.
And this is actually, he said, not that hard of a fix for doctors.
Well, they can like just close it?
They can close it up. And he said he's seen people who have had this and have had it fixed and are okay. But this guy, I hope he gets the help he needs because he said long term, this guy's future is not long.
No.
If he doesn't get medical help.
So see the pictures and then, you know, leave a comment and tell us what you think. Or if you've actually seen him in person.
It's crazy.
I kind of want to see him in person, but I also kind of don't want to see him in person.
Everybody who's seen it said they wish they didn't.
Yeah.
That it haunted them.
Wow.
But Nashville's getting so weird.
It is.
Y'all.
We're becoming more like Florida every day.
93.3 FM. Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
By the way, we're just a few days away from our second month anniversary.
Ooh.
So for those of you who didn't think it was going to last.
Like cake.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Assassination attempt averted. A second one on former President Donald Trump as he was golfing at Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Service agents noticed a muzzle of an AR-15 coming through a fence in some bushes and fired shots at that person who got away but was apprehended, and he is now in custody. You're wondering, why isn't security higher? This is local police authorities.
At this level that he is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this higher golf course around it. But because he's not, the security is limited to the areas that the Secret Service deems possible. So I would imagine that the next time he comes at a golf course, there'll probably be a little bit more people around the perimeter.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's what they're confirming is they are beefing up security, as they should, for all the candidates and vice presidential candidates as well.
Right, right. They'll all have like bulletproof glass in front of them and everything all the time.
Good idea.
Kind of a sad situation in the world right now. There is an ATM in Kentucky that is coming under some fire because instead of getting real money out of it, you got pretend money. It was movie money. I guess it looked real enough, but it actually says on there, in props we trust, and it says for motion picture use only.
Okay. All right. So they show you piles of cash and like a, you know,
yeah,
a
like
heist
in Breaking
movie.
Bad or something like that. It's all fake, you know, movie money.
How did that get in the ATM?
I don't know. You know, if somebody must have passed it in the bank and then somehow it got to the ATM and people are, I guess they're easily be able to track the people down and say, sorry about that, here's some real money.
They got some splaining to do.
No kidding. Wow.
Some local chefs behind the restaurant named Kisser in East Nashville have been named the best new chefs in the country.
Woo-hoo!
By Food and Wine magazine. Here's why they won Best New Chefs: their inventive approach to global flavors, including their noodles that are a revelation.
Just like Mondays, just like yesterday's Titans game, there's lots of highs and lows.
That's right. And we wanted to share with you some of the reaction that the station and the show has been getting since we kind of debuted almost 2 months ago.
Almost 2 months.
And, you know, like everything, we're not going to, like some shows would just only tell you, oh, here's the compliments.
Right.
We're also going to tell you what people don't like.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to give you the jabs at us. Okay.
All right. Hit me with it.
Let's go happy news.
Okay.
First.
Well. Okay. All right. We got a nice message on Facebook. If you go to Totally Hits 93.3, Allison says, "Okay, I started listening because I follow Woody and Jim because they make me laugh every morning. I need this start to my day, and they are the best. But the word on the station is, you're amazing. You're nailing it with the hits you play, song after song after song. I'm always sending my husband texts of what you're playing and saying, remember this song? I love the station. I've told all my friends, and you're doing it right. Thank you." From Allison.
Allison, thank you very much.
Very nice.
We think the same thing. Like, we do the same thing.
We do.
Oh, my God, remember this song? This is awesome.
Yeah, we do.
So that's great.
Okay.
Thank you for spreading the word for us. We appreciate that.
And now the other side of the coin.
The other side of the coin comes from a Facebook comment on the Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page. It's from Tommy. And Tommy says, "This is nothing personal against Woody and Jim or anyone else. But what drew me to the station was the music. If I wanted to hear talk, I'd listen to all the other stations. All music is what set your station apart."
Mm.
So
I wonder if he's listening right now and telling and hearing us talk, but talk about him.
Right? But you know what? He wants all music. So maybe we do the show, but we sing instead of talk.
He doesn't want talk. He would rather hear music.
He wants music. So here we go. Okay. A one, two, three, four.
It's just another manic Monday. Mm.
Is that better?
I don't know. Does it count?
Tommy, how's that?
We sing.
How's that, Tommy? Let us know. We're like optometrists. Better like this or like this? Like this or like this?
All right. You still get 19 hours a day where it's all just music. So lighten up.
That's right. As soon as we're done, in about an hour, everything shuts up.
See, we thought that when we were done at 10 o'clock that we just turn the lights off and go home. But apparently they're playing music all day long. The station doesn't go off the air when we go off the air.
It's true.
It's weird.
Mr. Only Obsessed with Himself.
No. Obsessed with you as well.
So I know nobody watched the Emmys last night because the ratings prove it. But if you're a fan of the TV show The Bear, which is phenomenal, it won a bunch of Emmys last night, as it should. But it won them in the comedy category.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
And everybody's saying, why?
I mean, it's a very good show.
It's a great question.
There's a couple lighthearted moments, but it's not really a comedy.
Here's the answer. And this actually comes from the producers of the show. Now, some cynical people will say they didn't want to go into another category where the competition would be even harder. But according to the producers, they told Forbes magazine that the show is so intense, and that is true, and so, like, you know, edge of your seat, nail-biting uncomfortable, that they do use little bits of comedy on purpose
to kind of give you a little breather.
Let you breathe. Yeah. So that's why they entered into the comedy category.
Hey, feeling good, like I should, when in Durbo walk around the neighborhood.
Okay, this story sounds a little alarming at first, but it turns sweet. Okay. So a woman had to go in for kind of some somewhat minor surgery, but it was surgery, and it was on her scalp. She had to get rid of some bone growths, I guess, that were on her scalp. And she woke up from surgery with more braids in her hair than when she came in.
So they did her hair?
They did. At first, she thought it was the nurses, but as she found out, it was her surgeon who also has braids in his hair.
Okay.
And he said, well, apparently, if he was going to do surgery the way they usually do it, it would involve incisions with stitches. But if he rebraided her hair, he could do it without stitches and not have to shave any of her hair off.
Wow.
So, since he is a dad of three girls who have braided hair, he rebraided her hair so he didn't have to shave off any of her hair.
Wow.
And her head could heal without, you know, it looking kind of odd or weird.
Right, right.
And she said, that's the awesomeness of having a surgeon with three little girls, and he said that they have wash day, and he's in charge of their hair, so he knew exactly what to do.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So a successful surgery and a new hairstyle.
And a blowout. No, yeah. It's just, I guess it shows you, you know, somebody who took a little extra care.
Yeah.
And somebody who's a fully participating dad.
Right, no kidding.
As a surgeon. That's cool.
There you go. There, your Monday morning mood has been changed. From the Eurostone Studios, it's Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. All this week, around this time, you can qualify for an amazing VIP experience at Disney on Ice in the Eurostone Suite, brought to you by Magnitude Gymnastic and Kids Learning Center in Hermitage. That's kind of a cool thing. We have our first qualifier.
Yeah, it's Teresa Spain from Charlotte, Tennessee.
So there you go.
She is now in the running for that VIP experience.
Nice. We also have Gender Wars coming up in a little bit. 615-553-0933. Still recovering from the weekend. Yesterday, my girlfriend Melissa had a moo-moo party.
Okay, now, I had a nice weekend. We went out to dinner with some friends,
yes.
But I have no way to top a moo-moo party.
A moo-moo party.
What is a moo-moo? Like, I'm guessing I know what a moo-moo party is,
well,
but
yes.
Am I right?
Everyone wears moo-moos.
Okay. I was right.
Melissa's daughter, Allison, is getting married in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like a bachelorette thing. They all got together and wore muumuus and had a little party, had mimosas and stuff like that.
That sounds like fun.
So on Saturday, we had to go buy a muumuu. So we said, well, where do they sell muumuus? Walmart, obviously.
And were you right?
Yes. I would imagine most shoppers at Walmart, no offense, are muumuu size.
Well, it's it's dressing up at Walmart if you're wearing a muumuu.
Usually at least you're wearing pajamas. Clothes, yeah. Yeah. The thing is, as we were leaving, too, you have all the impulse buys right by the cashier.
Yeah.
And I saw a what looked like it was a Roku remote.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, cool, I could use another one of those. And it was only $5. I went, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, because you lose them all the time.
Yeah. So
why not get another one?
I got it. It glows in the dark, so it's easy to find. And I got home and I unwrapped the package and realized this doesn't weigh very much.
Yeah.
Like for a remote. It was just the cover that goes around the remote, and they had a picture of the remote inside it.
Oh! So it's like,
so yeah.
You got fooled.
I did.
So but now you have a lovely case to go around the Roku remote.
So, yes.
So now your Roku has a muumuu.
Yes. Perfect.
It was muumuu central for you over the weekend.
It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Mondays are uncomfortable. We like to make them more uncomfortable with a Woody and Jim joke off brought to you by no one, because no one wants their name associated with this.
The whole idea of the joke off is Woody and I tell each other terrible jokes.
Dad jokes.
We know they're terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, but we try not to laugh. If we can get the other person to laugh, well, then we win, and that person loses that laughs.
I actually have a joke on my shirt this morning, if you see us on social media.
It says?
It says, dad jokes are how I roll, but it's spelled like I, like rolling your eyes.
E-Y-E. Yeah.
So it's very clever.
How I roll.
It was given to me as a gift.
It's a lovely good.
Gift. Yes.
I'm glad you didn't spend
I didn't go
your
spend
own
my
money.
Own money on it. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I went first last time. Jim, would you like to begin the joke off?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here we go.
By the way, our audience is allowed to laugh all they want.
Right.
Okay.
Even they probably won't, but they're allowed to.
Yes.
Yes.
Woody, what do you call a teacher who never farts in public?
What?
A private tutor.
Kind of saw that one coming, but that was very good.
But you liked it.
That was very good. I did like it.
But didn't laugh.
Jim, I work out almost every day.
Really?
Friday, I almost worked out. Saturday, I almost worked out.
Facts.
Facts. This really wasn't a joke. It was just part of my personal life I wanted to share.
Woody?
Yes.
Why didn't the minivan full of impressionist painters make it to the art gallery? They didn't have the Monet to buy gas to make the van go.
You got a smirk. That's kind of a like art major joke. That was very good.
Just a little bit.
Gemma, a guy fell off a rooftop bar downtown Nashville. Not sure who he was, but I know he wasn't the bouncer.
Bouncer. Bought my wife a mood ring. When she's in a good mood, it turns green. When she's in a bad mood, it leaves a red mark on my forehead.
Slice of life. Jim, somebody stole all my lamps.
Really?
I am delighted.
Ponder this. If two vegetarians get into an argument, do they have a beef?
Oh, that's very clever. I only sing in the car when I'm driving in reverse.
Really?
Apparently, I'm a backup singer.
Music City joke.
Yeah.
Never buy anything made from Velcro.
Why?
It's a total ripoff.
One time, an old girlfriend poked me in both eyes.
Really?
I immediately stopped seeing her. Okay, that's enough.
I don't know if that was funny or just a fantasy of me wanting your eyes poked out.
That's right. You were visualizing, and that's all it needed to go. Okay, we do the Woody and Jim joke off every Monday, and also we post them online afterwards, so you can jot them down, or if your dad wasn't awake, you can let him
Exactly. And if you see us on social media or in person, just tell us the joke that made you laugh. The one that you hate yourself for laughing.
That's it. Yeah, you hate yourself for laughing
at. It's fun to see which one's gotcha. This is really interesting. For those of you who thought rock music had gotten too corporate and controlled, the band Jane's Addiction was playing a show near Boston on Friday night when the band's frontman and singer, Peter Farrell, threw a punch at guitarist Dave Navarro.
Oh!
So, apparently, Farrell got really mad and was screaming at Navarro during the concert, and then got so upset, went over and punched him, decked him.
Wow!
To which they, like, I guess members of the band's security and staff had to haul him off the stage because he was like so mad, and they had to cut the concert short, and they canceled the next night's show, and who knows what's going to happen next.
Wow.
We don't know what they were fighting over.
Because they had actually broke up and then got back together, I think.
I think I remember that too. Yeah. So apparently things are not all happy.
Wow.
Happy vibes with Jane's Addiction.
Wow. They passed out some of the Nobel Prizes over the weekend. Here's a couple of interesting things. The Nobel Peace Prize went to a study that looked into whether or not you could put pigeons inside missiles to help guide them. Apparently the answer is no, but they looked into it, and so they got prize money for that. Also, a group in Amsterdam did 300,000 coin flips and found it's really not a 50-50 shot. That
really?
Usually the coin will land on whatever it started on.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming they must have done that with a machine or something, as opposed to some guy. How you doing in there, Earl?
My hand hurts.
Oh, yeah, I got 5,000 more flips to go.
But that's interesting. So, like, at the Super Bowl, when they flip a coin at the beginning of the game to see who goes where and all that.
Right.
I guess whoever is going to call it should see what's showing.
Yeah.
Because more than likely, that's what's going to come up.
So, yeah, there you go. Plan your strategy. Also, they gave an award to someone who has figured out that many mammals can breathe through their butts. Apparently, mice, rats, and pigs are really good at it. But they say they don't really breathe in and out through their butt, but they can't absorb oxygen through their butt. And they're saying that, like, during COVID, that would have been a really good idea where people couldn't breathe, but they could still pump oxygen into them.
Oh,
through their butts.
The other way.
Through their butts.
Okay. I was just going to ask, like, how is this helpful to us? But actually, that has kind of been helpful, even though it's kind of a strange thing to write down. What did you do for the patient? Well, we got some air, compressed air, and a tube, and and let's just stop there.
Next time we talk to you, it won't be Monday anymore, which is awesome.
Yay!
Plans the rest of the day?
Mondays are movie night.
Yeah.
At my house, where all the kids come over and my daughter and her fiance, and we are having dinner, and then we watch a movie. And I'm extra excited tonight because usually I spend the afternoon making a big dinner for everybody that's coming over.
Yeah.
But tonight my son has decided he's making dinner.
Really?
Yeah, so he's making like this pork soup. It sounds delicious.
Huh.
It's like really good, kind of Asian, but I'm just so happy not to have to cook. And then we get to watch a movie. What are you doing, Woody?
Of course, we've got Jessica, our trainer from the Dog Wizard, going to be coming over to help us with Lucy this afternoon.
Cool.
Also, I need to make a couple of calls to one Valentine's Day. I gave my girlfriend like a couple's massage thing.
Yeah.
And it was very expensive. And she reminded me that it's about to expire. So I have to.
Oh, you get that massage right now. Book it.
Yes.
Book it now.
Y'all have a great day. Back tomorrow, we'll have some more Daryl Hall tickets to give away.